Ashley's eyes widened as the woman on the big screen in front of her pushed, grunted, and screamed in pain. Sweat was pouring liberally off her forehead, which her worried husband kept dabbing away. He looked even more nervous than she did. The camera moved between the woman and her midwife, and then tilted down to her vagina, and the crown of the baby's head appearing. "Here it comes," the midwife said. "You're doing just fine. That's it. Breathe. Push. Breathe. Hold it. Push." Ashley was on the edge of her seat. This program was one in a series of young births she had become totally addicted to, and her favorite moment was the bit where they showed the baby actually being born. She loved babies, pregnant women, absolutely anything to do with birth, and this series had been the most realistic she had ever seen. The whole process fascinated her, and she loved the fact that the camera went to everywhere, and they didn't censor any of the bits that people might find disgusting. She especially liked watching the cervix dilate, the vagina stretch as the baby came through it, and then close up again slowly after it had been born. The only thing that could top this, she thought, was either watching a live birth herself or having her very own baby. She had much more chance of the former, as she was now recently single. Her boyfriend hadn't shared the same idea and was disgusted by her suggestion that they should breed. When he found out she'd stopped taking the pill in the hope that he would impregnate her, he dumped her straight away. Ashley didn't really care. She wasn't interested in him so much as the seed that he could provide for her. She'd wanted a baby for as long as she could remember and was absolutely determined to get one at whatever cost. The more she thought about it, the more she was denied, and the more she wanted it. The door swung open urgently, and Tyler bowled into the room. "Sis," he said, "I need your help." "Shush," she said, looked up at him momentarily, and went back to her show. Tyler sat down next to her. He was agitated and needed to tell her something. "Ash, it's really important." "So is this," she said, chastising him and pointing to the TV. He turned to the screen. "Is that a—" he said, and a moment later realized what they were watching when the camera zoomed out from the baby's head to a wide shot. Gross, Tyler said, and twisted his face up as though he'd tasted something disgusting. Ashley hit him to keep him quiet. Tyler was Ashley's older adopted brother. He was a good-looking kid of 19 years old that the family had taken in when he was 13 to keep him out of trouble. It had worked to a large extent, and although there were brief reminders every once in a while of the bad behavior that had marked his time in previous foster homes, he was mostly a decent kid with a bright future in sport. He tried again to talk to his sister, but she shushed him loudly and went back to the birth, which was now nearly over. Tyler slumped into the settee and watched. His sister was absolutely fascinated by what was happening on screen. The credits rolled as the umbilical cord was cut, and finally the program was over. Ashley shut off the TV. She felt a warm feeling inside and rested her hand on her belly, if only, she thought. "Ash," Tyler said, "I need your help."